next item is John D. Mills, lot and 50-foot easement on Road 213.
They request to create a 3-acre parcel with access from a 50-foot easement. Lot one was approved by the commission in May of 2006. It was approved. It would make a total of 3 lots having access from the easement. And if you do approve it, it should be stipulated that any further subdivision will require a public hearing.
Trying to figure out where the road is.
I guess this is it.
It stopped right there.
Yeah, Shane, this on the drawing here doesn't look like the
I talked to.
Doesn't seem to run in front of it.
Yeah, well, I talked to the surveyor. He didn't get me the easement shown. But you see where it says existing lot one?
Yeah.
There's a 60-foot. 60-foot between that and Gary Swain lands.
Yeah.
That's part of the easement, and then it would come down behind the existing lot one to serve this lot two.
Oh, okay. It's going to turn the corner.
Behind it.
The surveyor didn't draw it right.
He was supposed to get me the survey showing the dotted line, but that's where it would be.
So this road would just continue around and hit that lot, and then the residual lot lands are not in the equation.
Right. The residual lands would still have access to the same driveway.
Still have access to the same driveway.
All right. Yep.
I think that's 50 feet.
Yeah, this is where it was approved before. Just like the other land is somewhere else.
Chairman, my motion is for approval of John D. Mills' lot and a 50-foot easement on Road 213 with the stipulation that any further subdivision will require a major subdivision.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve a lot and 50-foot easement on Road 213 for John D. Mills, with a stipulation that any further subdivision shall be the subject of a public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.